So when you hear a program on the radio that talks about the exploding rates of diabetes amongst a group like Latino Americans who have come to the United States, partially it's the bad foods that we have to offer here, but partially it is that this is a culture that has lost their wonderful medicines when they come here. You can't get it as readily anymore. And I think that if we started to look at cultures around the world, we'd start to find the same thing, that we all are experiencing this loss of our traditional pharmacy, which was our diet. So I'm going to tell you one last thing about the Tarahumara, and I think I'm spending too much time on them. Let me look at my clock here, if we're going to get you truly around the world here. These are two grindstones that I found down there as I was wandering around. This one was in Taurino's kitchen, which is kitchens and outdoor kitchen. And does anybody know what this is called? It's called a metate, yeah, and it's a very traditional, it's really the most sophisticated piece of machinery that any Tarahumaran would have in their kitchen. No Cuisinarts, nothing like that. And that down there is a communal grindstone that was down in the base of the river, and that you need a horse to wander around. And they actually had a little bit of metal, some industrial revolution that had been pulled in there. Now, if I were to give you this handful of corn, can anybody in this room make that into corn oil using either of these two pieces of equipment?